name. In Jesus' name. Yes, the body of the Lord is so beautiful. In you, Lord God, we truly are altogether lovely. Lord, the praises, this sweet-smelling incense. Oh God, thank you for what you have done. Lord, thank you that your word, God, it produces. It does. Because you are the faithful word. And Lord, when you sow to the Spirit, oh, what a reaping. What an abundance. What a hundredfold. Oh God, the praise and thanksgiving. Lord, how you protect your word. And you protect your word in the vessels. And Lord, we thank you, God, for the evidence of the Spirit. Lord, thank you for the gifts to this precious assembly. Lord, I do. I just thank you. Oh, God, thank you that they're for today. And thank you, Lord, that they're in their place. And Lord, thank you that there's just a beautiful oneness, Lord God, that we so enjoy. That, Lord, that you brought us into long time ago in Christ, in ages past. But Lord, we truly are, by your grace, those enlightened eyes of understanding are just beginning to see. Thank you for this abiding that we're given. Thank you for the life abundantly. Lord, let us just rejoice in the beauty of your feast today. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, go ahead and turn, if you will, to Isaiah chapter 41. And how perfect again is our God. Today's message is, I believe, for everyone, but especially to the discouraged and brokenhearted. And if you don't feel you're discouraged or brokenhearted right now, I believe that I would encourage you to feast upon it. You will need it someday. Isaiah 41, we'll begin reading verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you unexpected end. And then go on over to Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 9. And it says there, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Oh, yes. Let me go ahead and read those together. And a little encouragement here. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, to give you hope in the things you hope for. So let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Hmm. We can be a pretty sensitive bunch of people. And you know it. We can be very easily hurt. Dreams can be dashed in a moment of time. Oh, yes. But right here, what we've read is the answer. Right here, what we read is the good fight of faith. To rise up, even when we are greatly discouraged, and never give up. I was encouraged in this as I flew out last Sunday. I had to fly to Wisconsin, take that little plane up there, had to get some things done on it. And the man that taught me to fly, it's almost been 17 years ago now, he was with me. And as we were flying, he reminded me of a time when I first started my training. Flying was something I always wanted to do, ever since I was a kid. You can ask my mother, I always looked up, always loved those planes, wanted to be an astronaut, all those different things. Kind of fell in love with music, had a thought to go to the Air Academy to be a pilot, but I know God was leading a different way. I shouldn't say I knew, but God was leading a different way. Now I know God was leading a different way. But you know, the Lord knew my heart. He knew the desires. He knew that I was, that was a passion of mine. And God in his faithfulness gave me the opportunity to do it. And I was just so excited. And as I started my training, as that man that I was flying with, he said, that same smile every time you get in here, it's never left you. And I just said, I'm so thankful. I mean, it's just such a joy to me. And that exuberance that I had as I get in the cockpit, I didn't even know I was so novice about flying. I didn't know it even had pedals. I thought you just drove it like a car. And he thought that was kind of funny when he trained me how to fly. But I felt like I took to it pretty quick. And, I guess all of us have a little bit of an ego. You know, I was Chuck Yeager right away, you know, and just having fun flying around. But I really was. I was soaring and I was so excited. And the Lord's so good giving me the means and the time to do it those years that he gave me that to do. So it came down that I was going to take my check ride. You take a check ride. Finally, it's kind of like your final test to become a pilot that they sign you off. Well, to do that, you take a pre-check ride. And so there was another fella that was going to give me that pre-check ride. So I had to go fly around with him for about an hour. And in 1 hour's time, that man convinced me that I had no business ever flying an airplane. He convinced me I could never fly an airplane. He convinced me that I had no affinity to fly an airplane and that I'd be very, very dangerous flying an airplane. Now, I have to tell you something. I was devastated. I mean, I know a little thing, but it was something I just so desired, and God so graciously gave it to me. And it hurt me. And I have to tell you, I had great doubt. Because the last thing I wanted to do was to kill my family. Killing myself was one thing, but killing your family is another thing, you know? And it took about 3 weeks. And 3 weeks of that fellow that was sitting over in that right seat with me flying, my instructor, getting in my face and saying, that was just a lie. You're a very good pilot. You're a very safe pilot. You're going to be a wonderful pilot. You're going to go as far as you want to go with flying. And then he said to me, and I'm going to tell you something, man, the vessel that God brought that through is, I know God's dealing with that man. But he said, think of the things that you would have missed. Think if you would have quit. All of the excitement, that smile that's on your face, the joy that you've had with your family, going all these different places. And then he stopped. And then he said to me, and think of what God put on your heart for this, about the ministry. The hundreds of trips over these years. All of the new saints I met, the old saints that I got a visit with, old pastors, new pastors. by the grace of God, the fruit of many of the conventions. And not that we need to see it, we know he does it. But that all could have changed with one decision to quit. All of that affecting my life, but then a decision to give it up, think of all of the other lives that it would have affected too. I think about King David. You think about those monumental heartaches that he had. And I'm talking monumental heartaches. God calls him so miraculously. God brings him to a place, the little shepherd boy, to the most mighty king. Honey, you're my anointed vessel. Samuel, tell him, encourage him. And then how the Lord spoke to him through all those psalms and things of that nature. But yet he came to many places in his life. He came to a cave where he was ready to just give it up. He said that many a night he filled his pillow with tears. It was like a river coming off that pillow. He'd speak of the fear. But then I know the devastation he faced with the death of Absalom, the death of that baby, and then the hurt and the sadness, familiar friends and even family turning against him. How about the great failures that he had? Bathsheba, murdering Uriah. I'm sure he had his bags packed many a time. And I'm going to do them a favor. I'm going to get out of here. But see, each and every time he was discouraged, by the grace of God, he was the one that says, I encourage myself in the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something, saints. He puts us in a real lonely place often, even with people around us that really love us. But he gets you so far apart that there has to be a ministering to your heart. I've got to go. I've got to go encourage myself in the Lord. Because there ain't nobody else that's going to do that. No mom, no spouse, no child, no elder, no pastor. It's got to be God himself. And praise be to God, that brother, he never quit. They mocked him. They threw stuff at him. They cursed him. They sought to kill him. But he said, I'm not giving up. I think about this time of year. I think about a brother and pastor named D.E. Hill. Some 30-some years ago. He was faced with a real predicament. He was faced with great failure, embarrassment. He was faced with hate. Don't ever think that there's any of us that might even think about condemning ourselves about certain things. But all I'd ask you is, where would this meeting be if he would have given up? I'm not here to praise the man. I'm beginning to know the hardship of being a pastor. And I tell you what, God's people, let me tell you, for the most part, you're so lovely. But God's people can be awfully cruel. And I'm talking God's people. The world's going to be cruel. Just understand that. When you're dead and led by the enemy, you're going to be cruel. But God's people can be cruel. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, we can't quit. There's nothing that can be compared, yes, with the glory that shall be revealed, but there's nothing to be compared with the lover of our soul. There's nothing to be compared with the love of this truth, this message that continues to pour forth to us. And you can try not to hear it. But you know what? There's something about God, you're going to hear it. You're going to try to get away from it, and you're going to run into somebody. Oh, God sends his vessels out to the wee places of the world to find you. You think you can get away from it, you flip on the radio, and somehow, some way, the song ministered to your heart. It might have not been deep to that guy or girl singing it, but it was deep as deep could be to you. He is a pursuer of your soul. He's like the greatest of heat-seeking missiles. He just keeps coming after us. I mean, come on, David was the fella. Even if I make my bed in hell, I tried to get away from you that much, God. I'm just going to go make my bed in hell. Hey, David, I love you. What are you doing here? Let me tell you something. You got a God that loves you like that. You better get it. And you better understand, he never leaves you nor forsakes you. It's not predicated upon how good a son is or how bad a son is. He's my son. You're his son. He will never stop loving you. He'll never stop adoring you. He'll never stop favoring you. He'll never stop pursuing you. Now, what about when we're despitefully used? What about when we're suffering for his sake? Happy. Are you happy? If you're not happy, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, you're not in the Word of God enough. Second of all, you're not attending enough. Because that's what you're going to hear around here. Because you know what? This guy needs to hear that. I know it. Because the Word of God tells me. The Word of God tells you. Yeah. Happy are ye. Happy, 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 happy. Oh, I'm happy, Lord. Sometimes you have to ask him, are you sure I'm happy, Lord? Son, you're blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Come on. And it's true. Get ready to reign, honey. Get ready to reign. And see, it's not that that's something I'm waiting for, but yes, it is in a sense. But the reigning happens now. That reigning is now. See, those that awaken, see, and we do, we have to go back to these things always because we forget, we doubt. But the Word of God has assured us that we're born the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. And then he tells us that we're little lords of all. What he sees in you, he gives me that vision of what he sees in you. That's why I can't contain it. There's something about that he gives. I mean, pastor. John, with what's in you. How he sees you, son. How he guided you in that perfect path. And you know it. You do. And he's working the work. But he takes us this way. He's feeding us this truth. But we're these little precious lords of all. Everything's there. to grow up to be a king. And that's what he wants for all of us. All of his children. To grow up fully. Amen. I mean, I'm looking at some moms here. Grandmas here. You got some kids that yield. You got some that don't. You got some grandkids that yield and some that don't. Which ones don't you want them yielding? You want them all. Doesn't matter where they're at. It's what you want. And that's how the Lord wants you. Now, when I get a little bit discouraged, I'll tell you something. I cry out to God. I need to cry out real quick. And I tell him, teach my hands to war. When I start getting pitiful, I don't like it. And I ask him, I say, oh, Lord, teach my hands to war. It's amazing. I look at him and I begin to see him come up and I begin to praise him. And I say, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, it is a shame on me. I ask him, merciful God, strengthen me. And what I ask him for is more love. Yes. Don't ask me to make me better, make me good. I want more love. I have found that only the love of God motivates my life. Everything else fades. The love of God motivates my life. And I'm talking about the love of God for me. His passion for me. There's something about when I know I'm loved, I begin to really love. When I know how he loves me and I know how he loves you, he puts that same love and passion in my heart. And I begin to love through. And I get to a place where I was rejoicing about my sweet daughter-in-law. They got into that climbing. And they're climbing them walls. And I call her my little spider monkey because I guess she can just whoosh, go right on up them. Doesn't matter how big that thing is. She says, Dad, I'm a climber. I said, praise the Lord. I said, get up to the high places. Make my feet like hinds' feet. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Conquering every foe. See, I want to be like a Caleb and a Joshua. I want to see the promise and not the adversary. So many people, they want to point out the negative. They want to point out why it's bad. They want to point out why you can't. Oh my goodness. See, all of that is a lie. And this isn't just positive thinking. When the Lord said that you're more than a conqueror through Christ who loved you, what does that mean to you? What does that really mean to you? When he says that he that is greater... He is greater that's in you than he that's in the world. What does that mean to you? What is there something that you would face that's greater, bigger, stronger, more powerful? Nothing. He says the victory has already been won. Matter of fact, the word of God, and I love the last words he spoke. T-L-E-O. It is finished. It is finished. It is done. Praise be to God. That battle over sin and death, praise God, it's finished. I've done it. Now, praise God. Seeing the inheritance, not the naysayers. Oh, I love that. Cherishing the crown of righteousness. Praise God. That we've been made for him. More than my hurt feelings. More than my crushed heart. More than my shattered dreams. Faith, brothers and sisters. Faith in the plan and the love plan of God. For me, for us, for him. Is that what stirs your heart? Is that what stirs your heart? Think of the encouragement that we receive through the faith of our fathers. How about Joseph? Huh? all of them injustices done to him. I mean, it was like one after another. But you know what? It didn't derail him because he knew they meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Do you think he knew that just one time? He knew that time and time again. Time and time again. That God's timing is perfect. But he had to encourage himself in the Lord. See, brothers and sisters, doubt, fear, anger, bitterness, that's our nature. But there's something even more powerful than our nature. It's the Word of God. It works quick and powerfully in them that believe. You can say, I'm geared this way. You can say that I have traits like this and all. Let me tell you something. God made you. He knows that. And he made you perfectly to need him. It's so true by the grace of God. It's marvelously true. He puts things not in your sweet spot. He puts things where you strike out all the time. You can't hit that. It's mental. It might even be physical. But God puts you right there because he says, be still, watch the mighty hand of God. Amen. That's where you get to know him. That's where you really find his strength. Oh, I thank God. You think about the earth-shattering heartbreak done to Job, but it didn't destroy him. Though he slay me, will I trust him? You know, sometimes it gets to that point. Huh? He wasn't running around with his hands up in the air saying, oh, this is my deliverer. He's going to bring me out and all. You know what? I just got a little mustard seed, but it's still left. Though he slay me, will I trust him? You know it. See, it was just like those three Hebrew children. They went in there. And they knew it. Our God's able. He bring us right out of here. But if he don't, our God's still able. Our God's still God. You're still a fool. You're still a devil. You think you can take my life? Let me tell you something. He that believeth in him shall never die. Never die. Understand that. Understand that. Call those things which be not as though they were. That's faith. By the grace of God, live the word of God. And finally, you think about the discouragements, the ridicule of the brethren. It didn't stop Paul from his first love. And you know why it didn't stop Paul from his first love? Because in 2 Corinthians 4:17, he said, therefore, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It was because his expectation was in Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. His heart overflowed with Philippians 3:8. Yea, doubtless. I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Is that the stirring on our hearts, brethren? Really, by the grace of God. Is that truly what has us captive? Jesus, our first love? I reckon so. I salute you, brethren. It's mighty. You know, the most glorious moment of all the ages is right on us. For him, for us, for eternity. The manifestation of the sons of God. Don't give up. Oh, don't give up. We are so close. Oh, hallelujah. And it's too marvelous to pass up. Because I am so grateful. I get to come out here and to see what he's waiting for. To see what he's waiting for. The glory that will be revealed in you for him. I do. I salute you. Oh, hallelujah, honey. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand and worship him together here. Come on. You can come on down if you want. Come on down and to the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. 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 Oh, praise you, God. Praise you, God. Lord, take us home. Oh, take us home, Lord God. Take us home. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. 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 Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my love, my all. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my heart aches. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for your grace. Oh, Lord, thank you. We have taken the better part. Oh, thank you, God. It does not matter. It is you, Jesus. Oh, it is you, Jesus. It is you. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you. While every head is bowed, while every head is bowed. Father, thank you for this time that we've had today. Thank you, Lord, for this encouragement to worship you. Lord, thank you, God, for this communion we're about to take. But, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you, God, for this fervent love. Lord, this isn't just some routine. This isn't something that we just do because this is the order. Lord, I'm so thankful for you. That, Lord, it's just a life. You go now. You go now. And I'm so thankful, Lord, when you quicken hearts to worship. We gather to worship. Lord, I thank you again for your calling to us today. And you're ministering to each and every life here. I know there's some ones that are visiting today, and it's exciting. Don't let it be fearful. Let them understand this is just the revelation of what is in the Word of God. It just comes forth. Understand that, Lord, you've called us to lift up our voice, to praise you, and to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. How could we contain such joy and thanksgiving? As David, he couldn't contain himself and had to dance before the Lord naked in front of the kingdom. His wife was irritated. She thought it was disgraceful. And God shut up her womb. Thank you, Lord, for the love that abounds. And thank you for this wonderful supper, the Lord's supper, that someday we will share with you. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise. Amen. You all stay and you worship. I'm sure it will be out here for you. Brothers, come on down.